Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You guys are busy cleaning up after the campaign, I take it?
We are. Those are the rules, and we're just going to make sure that everything gets back to normal and we're back to our usual schedules as quickly as possible.
Yep.
Well, that's good that you're following the rules.
I'm one of the candidates in Fort Erie that felt we should follow rules.
Perfect. That's why you're in.
Well, moving forward, since you won, I mean, you're reelected. So what's the plan going forward? What's your agenda? And how's that compare with what you just did over the last couple of years?
Yeah, so we've had a rather interesting challenge over the past several years, and that's going to continue going forward, and that is how we manage the growth that's taking place here, because the town has really been exploding in terms of new people coming in, new housing being constructed, and it's all over the town. It's every part of Fort Erie. So we're trying to protect existing neighborhoods. We're trying to protect our natural heritage, which is what people who grew up here value and what people who move here value. And so that's becoming a major challenge insofar as the provincial government insists on, of course, denser development, which is fair enough. That allows us to take advantage of the infrastructure that we already have. But they're implementing rules that make it more challenging for us to protect those neighborhoods and also to have the resources necessary so that we can process the applications for building permits, make the inspections that are necessary. So that has all of a sudden become an even more significant challenge for us. We've also got a lot of initiatives that we're going to continue on. The biggest one is the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Initiative. We have a very caring and welcoming community here. We have a very diverse community. In fact, most people wouldn't know that in 2005 or 6, I believe, Fort Erie was the largest point of entry of refugees into Canada. Not Montreal, not Toronto, not Vancouver, Fort Erie. And so we've got quite a diverse population here, and we thrive on that because we believe that it adds to the richness of our community. And of course, we have a large indigenous population in Fort Erie. About 5% of our community is indigenous, and we have a great relationship with them. So we're going to build on that, and we're also going to continue to make sure that the residents of Fort Erie have the primary and urgent care services that they need going down the road. There's a whole bunch of other things, and we've had a lot of growth in terms of the commercial businesses, and we've got a couple of new large manufacturers that have either put up a new facility or are in the process of putting one up, and that will provide good-paying jobs for people in Fort Erie. And we find that when people get a job in Fort Erie, typically they'll end up moving here, which is great because then they can fully enjoy the life in our community.
So when it comes to all the businesses that are going up there, can you give us a rough number as to, because it's quite substantial, the growth that is happening there business-wise.
It's pretty unbelievable when you consider that we went into a pandemic 2.5 years ago, a little over 2.5 years ago. We've had since March of 2020, slightly over 70 new small businesses open in this town. And many of those were opened during the pandemic. Many of them were opened by young people, sometimes with the help of relatives. But it's the whole range. It's the restaurants like Starbucks, Taco Bell, A&W. It's a deli. It's, florists, menswear, women's wear, personal services, businesses. It's a florist shop that we were at a few weeks ago. It's just a whole wide range of items, businesses that serve the people in Fort Erie, which is an indication that there's obviously a critical mass of people here that they can support these businesses. And we've got on November the 8th, Winners is opening in Fort Erie, which they would be doing the market research to make sure that this is a community that can support their store. Same thing with Starbucks. I mean, Fort Erie has 33,000 people here in the summer. Once we get back to a normal summer next year, I hope that's another 12,000 to 15,000 people. So, yeah, we've got the critical mass of people to support these businesses.
It is quite remarkable when you say all this started, a lot of it during the pandemic. I mean, that just speaks to the character of these people. How instead of sitting there and just going, okay, we got to endure through this, they look at this big crisis in the face and say, you know what? No, we're moving forward. We're building and we're getting Fort Erie going.
It's I ask every one of these business owners what would have compelled them to open their business, not just during a pandemic, but anytime. And the spirit of optimism and the energy and the commitment to success is so ingratiating that, you know, you can't help but feel proud that these are people that are in your community and they're wanting to do good things. And I'm very proud of those individuals and our community as a whole.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining the River Breakfast Show. Let's stay in touch and hear more about your amazing community of Fort Erie.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much, Darlene and Jeff. Appreciate
All right.
It.
You take care.
You too.